Welcome to the Brand 50 Podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs of all types that have started their businesses later in life. Learn, be inspired, and get motivated from their stories so that you can take your life's experiences and turn them into your next venture. Here are your hosts, Jackie Haldy and Robert Erie Artboard.
Rob, I really like this next story you did with Dave Fall from Oregon. The thing I like about this story, it typifies what many Americans go through. You get to the point in life where you've worked at the same company for 20, 30 years or whatever, and you're faced with the change, the challenge, you need to make a change. And that appears to be what happened with Dave here. Tell me a little bit about Dave's story.
Like you said, he was in the apparel business for 25 years, and the way he was being compensated was changing. So he decided to do something completely different. That's what drew me to his story. And you'll see through the interview where some of the aspects of his job actually helped him in this pet grooming business.
Let's go to it.
Today we have Dave Fall from Westland, Oregon, and his company is Wash and Roll, a mobile pet grooming service that he started in 2002. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, nice to be here.
So that was just a brief introduction on your company. Explain how you got into this business. What was your past? What kind of work did you do before to get you set up for Wash and Roll?
Well, it was something completely different. Before I did this for 25 years, I worked as a wholesale salesman for an apparel company called Cypress, and we sold women's bathrobes and sleepwear, lingerie, all across the country and around the world. I did that for 25 years. I was in charge of like Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus, and you know, made a pretty good living. But times change, and department stores started wanting the money they pay a salesman back to their bottom line. So I knew I had to make a change, plus something different would be welcomed. And so I took my dogs to a self-serve place. And I called my dad up and said, hey, I think I found something I can do. I can do self-serve dog washing and just sit there and make money. And he laughs. He goes, well, I have a truck that comes to my house and washes my dogs. And I said, really? Wow. So I researched it online, got in touch with a company called Wagon Tails. And all they do specifically since the 70s is make these vehicles for grooming pets. And I went and I met them and I saw the truck, and they're unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it, how nice they are. Convinced my wife that I wasn't crazy. went to dog school.
That's always the toughest part, convincing your wife that you're not crazy for doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And so I spent 6 months learning how to groom dogs. And that was about 14 years ago this month, in fact. And we've been just growing steadily ever since. We have over 4,000 customers, 2 trucks. I used to have 3 trucks. Too hard to find employees, unfortunately. It's a big challenge, and I'm sure it is in all businesses. But now we moved our office out of our house, and we also have a salon so people can bring their dogs to us. Or if they want mobile service, which, of course, is more expensive, we'll come to you. So that's pretty much our story in a nutshell.
Well, so that company that you mentioned, you just learned from them and they gave you tips and tricks?
They helped me with knowledge and stuff, told me that I had to go to school. You know, as a layman, I thought, hey, you just wash a dog. I wash my dog all the time. Well, there's a lot more to it than that.
So when you were researching, did you look in West Lynn if anyone else was doing this, or were you one of the first ones to jump on this?
Actually, I looked, and there were some people. They come from Salem, which is about 30 miles south of here. And their vans, they look like milk trucks from when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade.
A little scary.
Really scary. You know, you look at their letters are falling off the side of their truck. And I just went, wow, with one of these slick new trucks. Nobody in this area was really even aware that something like this existed. Of course, now there's a few others, but we got them beat hands down. We're really organized, and that really helped.
Even though you were the first ones, did you try to take polls, research people if they really wanted a service like this? Or did you just know from going to pet grooming places yourself for your dog that you thought to yourself, hey, it'd be nice if we had a service like that?
Yeah, because this is Portland is a pretty affluent area, so people have money to spend. I researched that, you know, a lot of people my age, their kids are grown. They call them empty nesters, I found out. But they have pets and they're part of the family and they want to treat them right. And this is definitely a service where they don't have to go to a big box store and leave them in a cage all day and have them come home and it takes them 2 or 3 days to recover. With us, it takes about an hour. We use all natural shampoos and it's just, we do a really unbelievable job. And the word traveled and been on television a couple times. That helped. We do very little advertising because our trucks, they're big like a small motorhome. And our logo's on there. And our logo is a little 56 Chevy convertible Bel Air with a cat with glasses riding shotgun and a goofy dog driving and bubbles flying out the back. Then our tagline, we treat your pet like a star.
Basically, word of mouth, you didn't do tons of advertising. They saw the trucks, you got a couple calls, and that just kind of springboarded more clients after that.
Absolutely. You know, you're in a neighborhood, people are driving by. Constantly, you're getting knocks on the door. And, you know, we did a lot of events, too. There's a lot. This is a major dog city, us in Denver, Colorado. But Portland, almost everybody has a dog here. It's unbelievable.
So you mentioned your prior work. Even though this is completely different, do you feel that what you did in your past work life helped you? Because you mentioned a little bit of management, right? You had management skills from your last job.
Yeah, that and you know, in my other job, a lot of it was customer service, you know. At Nordstrom, for instance, you don't just have one buyer like you do at Saks Fifth Avenue. There were like, at one point I had 15 buyers, all under 30. So learned a lot of customer service skills, getting all those girls on board. And I was very successful at it.
So explain the process when you go to somebody's house.
The trucks are completely self-contained. They have a generator. We carry our own water. We have hot water. They have a refrigerator and a microwave for our convenience, a restroom, a tub, two dryers. And it's really, really cool. In fact, if you were to go on our website, you can take a virtual tour, see what it's like on the inside.
Did you always consider yourself an entrepreneur type, or did this just come out of necessity?
No, I would consider what I did was entrepreneurial because I was an independent contractor. I was paid a commission and I could go wherever I wanted.
Now, when you started this business, did you get into it full-time right away or were you still working your other job and just kind of feeling this out?
Full-time right away. Went to school and we picked up the truck before I was even finished with school. And the day I finished school, the next day we started grooming dogs. And cats. We also do cats as well.
That must be a challenge.
Yeah, I like them. Not many people do cats, especially here in Portland. It's easy money. Probably 35% of our business are cats.
I feel sometimes when people start businesses, they have a lack of confidence because they hear the word entrepreneur and it kind of scares them. They think they have to be, you know, the next Uber or Facebook. Did you have any lack of confidence? And if you did, how did you gain it?
Didn't really have a lack of confidence. The only thing that was really discouraging, well, we went to the Small Business Administration and they were very helpful and they have a partner that works with them, SCORE, which are retired executives. So they were very helpful. But banks, major challenge. Loan you money. How long you been in business? Well, we're just starting. This is a great idea. Give them a whole business plan. So then they say, wait, come back when you've been in business for a year. So you go back a year later. We'll come back when you've been in business for 2 years. Well, now it's been 14, so see you later, bank.
Yeah. It's a catch-22. We need the money to start a business, but they won't give you money unless you started a business. It makes no sense.
I know. But yet they give it to restaurants, and restaurants drop like flies, at least here in Portland.
So how did you get that initial funding?
I had some savings left over from being a salesman. It was quite lucrative. And family loaned us some money. You only had to put 10% down on these vans, which are about anywhere from $85,000 to $100,000. So that's not really large money. So that's pretty much how we did it. We did it on our own. And American Express, of course, they were really helpful. I love them.
Mm-hmm. I found you on the Small Business Administration website. Can you talk a little bit? I've heard about SCORE too, but I think this is a great resource for people starting out in business. Can you explain the process, how they helped you?
Well, you go to them and they'll help you write a business plan, which you can take to a bank. They also, on their recommendation, a bank will give you a loan. We are approved for $25,000. SCORES, the Scholastic Core of Retired Executives. So it's people that have, you know, been there before, and they came out and said, this is how you should do this, this is how you should do that, and just really good tips. They had a program that they sold us that helped us write our business plan, and they sold it to us. It was like $10 that one of the SCORE guys in his free time just said, oh, I'll just write up this program. And it was really helpful. Just fill in the squares and boom, all the answers were there. We had a really impressive business plan.
Most business owners, they have a routine that works for them. You mentioned earlier that you're really organized compared to the competition. What are some of the routines that help you throughout your business?
Well, one thing that really helped us was, and it was hard to find, a computer program that will keep track of our schedules. And we don't want to send a van out to like North Portland and then have another one go down to South Portland. So what this program will do is it condenses everything. Like say on Tuesday, hey, you're going to be in Northeast Portland all day, and it routes all the people. And then another thing that was really helpful to us that makes it organized, and none of our competition does this, is we say, hey, you want to be on a regular schedule? Well, I'd say 75% of our customers are on a regular, whether it's once a week, twice a week, every 8 weeks, whatever it is, they know we're coming and we're not going to be overbooked. And it's just better than, you know, a lot of people that just use like an appointment book and write it down. That's not going to cut it for you, and you're going to end up wasting a lot of money on gas and wear and tear that you don't need to. When you can just go to a specific area, we know how many dogs you can do a day, and so there's not overtime involved. It really works good. And we also, of course, have an office where some of our competitors, they're inside their trucks with a cell phone trying to answer it while dogs are barking. No, we have an office manager, and that's all he does is make appointments, schedule people, call them the day before and say, this is when we'll be there tomorrow. And it just works out really great.
And was this software, the SCORE per executive gave it to you for $10. Is this something you can buy? Seems like you can use the software.
Well, no, that was something to write our business.
Oh, plan. Yes. I'm sorry.
This is a company out of Boston. It's called Service CEO, and they've been great. It's not overly expensive. It's not really cheap either, because it has to be updated once a year. But their service and online to help you when something goes wrong, I mean, they are right there.
Obviously, you're successful now. You have 4,000 clients. But you always have to keep a business going. So what do you look for advice and inspiration?
The dog world's like a $40 billion business. And let's include cats, too. Pet world. So, you know, we get a lot of magazines. I read a lot. The trucks are expensive for us to come to you, so let's open a stationary shop. That'll be good. And we just did that about a month ago, and it's slowly starting to take off. And then that's just going to add to our bottom line. So always trying to think outside the box and anything new. I was reading a thing the other day how we could do teeth cleaning, and it doesn't involve putting a pet under anesthesia. And I've been reading about it, and I go, well, geez, maybe I could learn how to do that. And you can charge like $200 to do that versus $400 or $500 going to the vet. And it's something that's really important. I don't know if I'd do cats, but dogs, if you have bad teeth, it shortens your life.
Yeah.
No question about it.
There seems to be new doors that open up for business owners and entrepreneurs. Like you just said, right now, you start researching what else can you do with the business. Then you thought about teeth cleaning. That's a great example how when you start a business, all these other unexpected things happen. Can you mention another nice surprise that you didn't expect when you started this business?
The nice surprise was, of course, you know, you're really stressed when you first start out. But the way it took off and continues to grow has just been amazing to me. I mean, we started out doing like $2,500 a month, and we were pretty happy with that. Now we're upwards to $30,000 to $40,000 a month, and we're paying the bills, and I have a few toys, so that's good.
Yeah. Now, of course, you know, making money is part of every business. You have to make money to survive. But to piggyback off that answer, how do you define success?
In this business, happy customers.
Yeah.
And all the time we've been in business, 14 years, we have probably less than 15 people that weren't happy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things can go wrong when you're grooming pets. You can cut them or whatever. Anything that we do, no questions asked. You want to take your pet to the vet, we'll pay for it. Only because I worked with Nordstrom for 25 years. It's all about customer service. I mean, they really taught me that, and I admire what they do. I'm in awe by them. So I built our company with the same philosophy.
We love our pets. What they do in our lives is sometimes unmeasurable. If your clients see how well you're treating their pets, it's almost like a family member. So that's probably part of why you're so successful.
Yeah, the trick in this business, too, you know, you learn by doing. Introduce yourself to the parent and then just go immediately to the pet and be all lovey. And everyone here who works here, myself included, we love animals. It comes naturally, but really paying a lot of attention to the pet makes a huge difference. People are like, oh, wow, this person really cares. Because some people are, you know, they're freaked out. Oh, I don't know. I really can't send them into that truck. And you're like, it'll be okay. Come on. And sometimes if it's a really extreme case, we'll say, well, why don't you just come with us and you can stand in the corner and watch, which makes it worse, but that's what we do.
So what are the future plans for Wash and Roll?
Well,
franchising?
You know, I've checked into that. I would love to do that. That would be incredible. But it also takes an incredible amount of money to do that. So if somebody had a lot of money and they're wondering what to do with it, this would be a good investment, no doubt about it.
What about just opening up another one the next town over?
Well, we do the entire metropolitan area for Portland. 2 years ago, we ventured into, if you're not familiar with this area, Vancouver on the other side of the Columbia River is a big city too. And so now we go up to Southwest Washington as well. And that's slowly growing, but it has a lot of promise. We probably have 300 or 400 customers up there now, which makes it worth it to travel the distance to go there.
You ever thought of doing anything online? I mean, obviously you can't wash your pet online, but somehow using all the social media, using online resources to educate people maybe to grow your business. Have you ever thought of anything like that?
That's in the back of my mind because all this time our website has been hosted by a friend of my wife and we have no access to our website. You know, I want to add in pictures of dogs and we have photo clips of when we were on television and that's what I'd like to do online. So sometime in the near future, we're going to take back our own charge of our website and start adding those things. I mean, there's nothing wrong with our website now. It's cute, but there's just not any real feedback from customers.
Make it a little more interactive.
Exactly.
If you're able to go back and start your business again with the knowledge that you've gained, what would you do differently to minimize mistakes?
Figure out how to hire great employees, and that's a tough one. That'd be number one, because people are just so unreliable. I have a good group now. I almost don't even like to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it. Better knowledge of being, I guess, human resources would be employee relations and getting the right people. And as far as I'm concerned, my wife, of course, says I'm crazy on this one, too. We'll take people and let's train them. We'll train them from the ground up. I have one like that now. She's been here almost 2 years and she's a really good groomer now. So, and she's young, so there's longevity there.
I really appreciate it, Dave.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Robert. You have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on all of our guests, go to brand50.com where you'll find show notes, podcasts, and other resources to help guide you through your next phase. Please consider subscribing to our show on iTunes and do us a favor and write us a review while you're there. You can also follow our Brand 50 Facebook page. Thanks for listening.